Well, we have already tens of thousands of people, you know, who have heard the call from Toby Robinson, the far-right activist, and the rallying cry for this march on the way now to the centre of London, to outside the Prime Minister's official residence in Whitehall, just about opposite Downing Street, is Unite the Kingdom. It's very much a march to defend British heritage, British culture and traditions, and also to oppose the government's policy on immigration. This is, and again, you know, the people who have rallied, a lot of them with the Union Jack, are also there to say that they're not happy at all with the way the government has been handling policies on immigration. So, at the moment, you know, it's Tommy Robinson, who's been released from prison a couple of months ago, has asked the people not to wear face masks. A lot of them are carrying slogans and carrying a Union Jack, but no face masks. And they've asked for the march to be as peaceful as possible, to be peaceful. So far, it seems to be the case. But obviously, when the two marches confront each other, the police will have a hard job to keep these political opponents apart. So if this, the running cry of this march is Unite the Kingdom, it seems to have an opposite effect on, you know, very much divide Britain, because on the other side of the police cordons, you will see those who come here to fight against, to demonstrate against fascism. That's the way they put it.